My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
As you can see, the fur.
Oh!
That skunk has never smelled worse.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
State-of-the-art, Mark, this is how we go.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, you can't rush greatness. And the men of the St. Teresa Clam Company raise some of the greatest tasting clams anywhere. Slowly.
Now, what do you call them if they're not traps? They are
bags, clam bags.
Everybody here talks and moves at his own pace. And if you try to speed things up, bad things can happen.
Oh.
And later.
What are you doing, man?
Getting wound up this morning.
Many jobs cause you to grunt while you work. On this one, the grunting is the work.
Feels dirty. It's like the morning after my Wednesday night Mexican meals.
Yeah, it's a little hot sauce now.
It's how to get worms out of the ground so you can sell them. But before you can sell them, you gotta find them.
I don't see him.
You got to see them.
I don't see him.
Look at your feet, man.
There he is.
I don't know how I could have missed him.
Brown and identical to everything around him.
Oh, God.
Flew into Tallahassee last night, landed, drove down to Crawfordville, about half hour from there. Got up this morning, left Crawfordville, drove another half hour due south to St. James Island, which is where I am now. Specifically, this is Alligator Point, and out there is Alligator Harbor. Alligator Harbor is unique because it's one of the few harbors in Florida that's not fed directly by a river, which means the salt content of the water in Alligator Harbor is unusually high, which in turn means that the clams that make their home in Alligator Harbor taste unusually good. That's what I've heard, anyway. I'm on my way now to the St. Teresa Clam Company to confirm all that I've just told you.
The official name for this place is the Alligator Harbor Aquatic Preserve. It's 4.5 miles long, 1.5 miles wide, and it's been a preserve since 1969.
Well, this is it. The St. Teresa Clam Company.
That's us. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Clayton.
Got it.
And that's Bruce.
Yes.
And this is Chip. Who's St. Teresa?
That's my wife's name.
Oh, is that right? We give her my regards. And you guys are the St. Teresa Clam Company?
We are. We're a wholesale clam company, which allows us to sell to the public.
Clam harvesting is heavily regulated by the state of Florida. Thus, they require harvesters to purchase leases. Each lease is identified by PVC poles, which mark off 800-foot by 80-foot plots.
You can fit 1 million or more clams on a lease.
That's pretty dense. 1 million clams on each lease?
On an acre and a half lease. We are going to pull clams that were planted roughly 1.5 years ago.
So how far out do we go to where the, now what do you call them? If they're not traps, they're what?
They are bags, clam bags, Mike.
So evidently, these clams are sitting on the bottom of the sea floor in large bags. These hardworking men placed them there 12 to 16 months ago when they were small baby clams. Now they're all grown up. Waiting for Clayton to get an order from either a seafood house or a wholesale distributor, which has indeed come to pass. Let's go get some clams.
We're going to pull one up just for you.
Full of clams.
Full of clams.
All right.
You'll see a clam in the clam.
Chip, just take us where we need to be, man.
Get that anchor.
Straight in front of us, you'll want to.
This anchor?
When we get past it a little bit, you'll want to throw it off to this side.
All right.
I want to hold that rope in one hand, too. Kind of let it slide through your fingers there so we don't lose it.
How deep's the water?
4 foot.
Oh, that's not bad.
All righty, then.
We've made it.
All right. And we're looking at, again, leases, as indicated by these white PVC poles jutting up all over the place.
Right. There are 46 of them out here. After a hurricane a while back, the oystermen tore up a lot of oyster beds, and it was a way to give income to oystermen.
What the heck is biting me, by the way?
Yellow flies.
They're annoying, aren't they?
They are.
To put it mildly.
Bruce, yeah. You look like you took a couple shots there on your leg already.
I neglected to wear my long pants. And
should I have worn long pants?
Well, it's too late now. Once you guys locate your clams and whatnot, we're going to swing this boom out over the side of the boat.
Okay.
Drop that lead weight on your head if I can possibly arrange that.
All right, that'd be
great. It's a little game I play.
You're a prankster, Bruce, aren't you?
Can be. Might want to wash that out when you get in the water.
I do believe the last user may have sneezed in it.
Something about dirty jobs, you know.
Yeah.
You snuck right on in there, didn't you?
Yeah.
The crew tell me that the bags are laid out end-to-end, literally covering the seafloor.
Chip, you're looking around with your feet right now for bags.
Yeah, I'm feeling the edge of the bag to find the corner.
And you've done that with your feet?
Yes, I'm standing on one right now.
Okay. Are they just one in a row going all the way that way?
Actually, it's rows of five, like between this pole and that pole.
Uh-huh.
And it's just rows. And they're spaced about this far apart from each other. It's just rows of five, running all the way from that end to the other end of the lease.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of...
Yeah, there's about 1.5 million on this lease.
That's many tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm. And there's a metal pin that we use when we stake them down. You want to get that pin out of the way.
Will you be able to see anything at all? Or are you just pretty
limited,
much...
about a foot.
All right.
And okay. Then once you start stirring all that mud up, you won't be seeing very much at all then. Quickly. That's the pin I'm telling you about.
That was in the middle of the bag?
Right on each corner.
Okay. Can't see a thing.
All right, we're hooked up. The next step is to swing that boom around.
Right.
Each bag contains 900 to 1,000 grown clams. On a typical day, Clayton, Chip, and Bruce harvest 10 to 15,000 of them. That's over 500,000 a year. That's a lot of chowder.
How much does the bag weigh when it's full like this?
When it's first full of mud and clams, it's probably in the neighborhood 250, 300.
So we need the winch.
Absolutely. You want to explain about the sea squirts?
Sea squirts?
Yeah. You'll see. Yeah.
Wow, that's a shame. What the heck? What are they called again? Sea squirts? This is just a bad-looking thing to come squirting out at you. Probably.
You want to take these off as it comes up.
Grab this one here. You want to grab the other two corners.
Trying to get the mud off the clams.
Yep.
Yeah.
You need to
go
up on the hoist.
Okay. How many bags are we
going to
pull up all together?
Seven.
All right. I think we got it down. So what do I do with this breath? I just pull the pit out.
Yeah, just get the pin up.
Unfortunately for me, as the clams grow, they bury themselves 6 to 12 inches into the muddy bottom.
Are you sure there's a bag right there?
Oh, there's one there.
So the bag's buried.
Pretty much.
It's just, I'm just looking for a piece of...
out of the mud.
Oh, hold on, I found a bag. Okay, hold on. Damn it! It's hermetically sealed to the bottom. Am I supposed to be using this to dig it out?
No, just your hand. Some of them are buried up pretty good on them corners, so you got to kind of work your hand under there.
You want to let us get this one on up out of the way, and maybe the next one won't be buried as deep?
No, Clayton, now it's personal.
You in the bag now.
Bono or bago?
I guess we can take it.
Look at that.
All righty then.
Yeah, got
things are buried. They are absolutely buried. Mm-hmm. The whole bag is underneath the mud, you know, and these pins, you can't tell if you're in a corner or in the middle. You can't see anything. You pull them out, and then you're underneath, and you got to somehow find the clams, which are always on the side of the bag where you're not, and you got to muscle a few of them into the corner, tie the corner off. That's what I've been doing for the last 10 minutes. Coming up. Why didn't you just tell me right from the start what a pain in the neck this was?
Well,
the water is only 4 feet deep, and yet I am still in over my head.
Yes, because I brought my one-armed grandmother out for the first time.
I see. Now we start with the one-armed grandmother. I see. And she did great, right?
And later,
Mississippian Diplocardia. He's the only worm that I know that's attracted to this vibration that ever surfaced.
I'm looking for a worm with a fancy name, using the simplest of tools.
This is a piece of iron.
Yes, sir.
And that's a piece of wood.
That's a piece of wood.
And a little sweet talk.
Well, you like that, don't you? You like that, Mr. Worm?
How's your daddy?
In my line of work, it's important that my clothes are comfortable.
The shorts you've provided, I'm grateful.
And that I fit in with my coworkers.
We got no sleeves. Is this a thing for you?
Oh, this is dress code.
I notice you don't bother with the gloves.
No, I don't need them.
Some have gloves, some don't have gloves. It's hard to know what to do in a situation like that when your ultimate goal is to fit in.
But the main reason for wearing these clothes is for protection.
Is this all part of the safety gear? This whole look you got?
Got a hole here, so...
You know what? I did that. That first pin was stuck.
Uh-huh.
I panicked. I started yanking on it.
Oh,
and, I heard a tearing sound.
I guess that would have been the bag, Mike.
For a moment, I thought it was me, but it was definitely the bag.
Okay.
I apologize.
From time to time, awkward moments happen on dirty jobs. This is one of them.
You can bill Ira for that one.
We got a lot to do.
Let's go with as much speed as we can. See, the problem is right now, I mean, we're doing stuff now with our feet, but nobody can see it. Right, we're actually searching. It's just not the kind of Emmy-nominated footage we're used to putting on the air.
He whopped his head when he comes up.
God, that's annoying.
Okay, Mike, I got you a corner right here. I've got the pin pulled up where you just grab it, and I'll stand back out of the way.
Now that just makes me feel
good. Are you ready? Oh, good job there, Mike.
Why didn't you just tell me right from the start what a pain in the neck this was?
Well,
this is a huge pain in the neck.
Yesterday we brought my one-armed grandmother out for the first time.
I see. Now we start with the one-armed grandmother. I see. And she did great, right? She spit her teeth out, held her breath for 4 minutes, and with one arm pulled up 100 bags at a time. I know.
Hang on to it, Mike.
And I got it. They look great.
All right.
Hit it, Bruce.
Job well done.
Better than that. It's a job half done. Where do we go, Chip?
We're going to empty them into these baskets.
All right, so we got 7 bags of these things?
Mm-hmm.
And the job now is to get them out of the bag and
into the basket
someplace else. Bruce, how are you making out? You comfortable?
Good.
Can I get you anything?
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right.
And then just pull that basket out right there.
I didn't have a cold beer anywhere, do you? All right. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Florida's rapidly become right at one of the top producers, not the top, but up there with them in the country. This gets the word out, which is a great thing.
Unfortunately, nobody really watches this show.
Yeah, there is that.
Roughly 7 bushels of clams.
Now we're going to head back to the shop.
We're here?
This is our tumbler. We dump them up in here. You can see us on an incline. Most of the dead shell falls through.
All right, so we dump them in?
Yes, we do. You see, like, that little shell there?
Yep.
That's about the size when we first put them in.
That's what they're growing from, like a little fingernail.
Yeah, so that's one that didn't make it at all.
All right, there's a dead one.
Nothing dead.
And by dead, it's just gone.
Our purpose is to get them out of there so the customer gets good, healthy clam.
Coming up. What is the machine called?
Grader, sorter.
Don't count on making the grade until all the clams are in the bag.
Uh-oh.
This bag might be short.
And later.
Look at that. They're coming up everywhere. I'm on fire. I'm a worm grunter. Maniac.
He's an amateur and he's showing me up this morning.
Does the worms turn? I learn that there's a lot at stake in the Florida swamp.
When we're done worm grunt, we can go ahead and kill us a vampire.
Right.
When it comes to safety gear, the accessories are just as important as the clothes.
This one is tied to your rear D-ring on the back of your
not my rear here. Per se.
I need protection for my eyes.
Why are your glasses seemingly more sophisticated than mine?
Because mine are what we call here Batman glasses.
My ears.
Would you like some earplugs?
What's that?
Earplugs.
What's that?
Earplugs.
You want your gloves?
No.
Nope.
Gloves are for girls.
Ow. And my hands.
Why do you keep grabbing the hot stuff?
I just figured with the fancy space age gloves you gave me, I'd be able to touch something from time to time. This is very sophisticated. Look at all these electronics.
Mm-hmm. And the lights, they flash.
You got flashing lights, too?
Flickers.
What is the machine called?
Grader sorter. The clam, depending on what size it is, comes riding down through this track. If it comes along and drops, it counts it. And we're going to hang bags on these big pieces of PVC, mesh bag.
Yeah.
We can set it to run whatever we want in the bag, 100, 200, 400. Those are your normal counts.
Very clever.
But when it gets to the count we set it at, it'll tell it to flip, and it'll flip over like that to this side. You will be taking the bags off and putting new bags on.
Pay attention, class. There are four different colors of bags, each representing a different size clam, from red, being the smallest, to yellow for the big ones.
I'm going to be up on the machine watching the counter.
The sorting machine's already been programmed with the customer's orders. For example, 100 small clams will go to such and such a market, or 400 large clams are on their way to such and such a restaurant.
100, 200, red, white, blue, like granules.
It's my job to remove the bags when the orders are filled and replace them with new bags. Got it? No? Me either.
Here we go.
Red just flipped.
And your white has just flipped.
Uh-oh.
Those bags might be short. Okay, the white flipped too, so we need to take it off.
Oh, yeah, just flipped.
The blue has flipped, right? So you can take that on off.
With this machine, amazingly, they can sort 10,000 clams in just 1 hour.
And how do we seal these up?
Air stapler. Yeah, you got it.
Well, another one of those machines that can make anybody talk.
If you get distracted stapling or something, then you'll forget you didn't put a bag back on there.
Yeah.
And then they're on the floor.
Blue just flipped.
You need a blue one back on there.
Tell you, it can make you, what's the word? Get crazy. The sound and the running and the concentrate. How many have we done so far?
About 3,200, 3,300.
What do you say we, maybe cook up a few and eat them?
I think it sounds like a great idea.
What are you guys going to eat?
We were hoping you might share a few of those.
I might share. Grab one. Clayton, grab half of one.
Yep.
They're delicious.
Salty, aren't they?
Can't just eat one.
You know, they like potato chips that way. You'll ship these all over the planet, right?
We'll give it our best, but mainly in the U.S., and they're getting something that's been out of the water less than 24 hours.
Out of the water less than 24 hours.
Yep.
Lady, gentlemen,
whatever you are. Thank you.
Coming up. A little disco.
It's sounding good to you.
Feeling good, sounding good. Worms are having a ball. Everybody's dancing.
When you've got your groove on as a grunter, the worms are the only ones who feel moved.
You got me kind of wanting to wiggle.
Whatever makes you happy, Gary. And later.
Now, when he goes to release these castings, he'll turn upside down, and he just, these castings, see?
The old saying goes that the cream always rises.
They're pooping up in the air.
Right.
And that's why all the castings are on the top.
When it comes to worms, so does something else.
Basically, their whole body is an intestine, and they're just wringing themselves out.
For me, the real challenge of scuba diving begins before I'm even in the water, when I go to put on my wetsuit.
It doesn't do any good to jump, does it?
No.
I mean, really.
No.
What's a good fit for a wetsuit? In a word, snug.
Threading a needle with a sausage.
It'll keep you warm.
You act like you need to warm up.
I'm doing great.
And as dry as possible.
There's a weird patch of warm water here, Sean.
I'm going to move over here.
And if you do a few modifications...
Where do I want the shark to bite me?
Same question.
It can save your life.
Dawn breaks in the Apalachicola National Forest. Can you hear it? Of course you can. Dawn doesn't make any sound. Other noises are familiar, though. A cricket in the distance. A morning bird song. A mosquito vectoring in on my neck. And there, hearken, something new. The sound of grunting. Worm grunting. Yeah, it's true. Worm grunting in the Apalachicola National Forest. That's why I'm here. Getting closer. Mm-hmm. I think I found him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's it going?
Good.
You, Gary?
Right.
Mike.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
You too. Who's this?
Audrey there.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
How you doing? Who's that over there?
Snap down there in the bushes.
Snap? Hey, Snap.
Mike.
How are you? What are you doing, man?
Getting worms up this morning.
Really?
This is the way we grunt these earthworms up. You start kind of about daylight, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, and...
This is a piece of iron.
Yes, sir.
And that's a piece of wood.
That's a piece of wood. All it's designed by the family. We did that like in the 70s.
Hold on. You've hammered the wood into the ground,
right.
And then you drag the iron across the top, and it vibrates, makes a grunting sound.
Exactly.
How long is the stake, actually?
Probably about 2 foot, maybe 30 inches.
Because I've noticed it's sunk a few inches since you started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you notice the tone of change as it goes down.
Yeah. It gets higher.
Right.
We're getting worms because of what, bait?
Right. For panfish, bream, catfish, warm-eye. We used to get these worms with an axe and a little stab. He's a Mississippian diplocardia. He's a worm in his own.
Mississippian diplocardia?
Mm-hmm. And he's the only worm that I know that's attracted to this vibration at the surface.
We're talking about... Just regular earthworms.
Right.
How far below the surface are the worms generally?
Probably a foot.
And the vibration brings them to the top.
Penetrates in the ground and causes them to surface. You know?
Show me one more time, if you don't mind. I'd love to give it a try afterwards.
You can feel what it does to the ground.
You're doing something to me, too.
Well,
no, it shakes the whole.
Yeah.
Shakes the whole ground. And You know you're making a noise, right?
I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
At first I thought it was just this, but I think you're actually grunting with the grunts.
I do. A lot of people says I'm vocal with it, but...
You're vocal.
It's a habit.
Did you know you were doing it?
Sometimes I do. A lot of times I don't. Only when you mention it, I do.
No, don't make yourself conscious. Nice. I like it. I think I'm going to add that into my technique. All right, boss. So,
all right. So you just keep it on that slide angle, about 20 degrees. I mean, if you went this way, you could probably do it, but...
It's like a reverse grunt.
Right. We don't want them to back down.
No, know? We don't want to send them back down to the center of the earth. The old reverse grunt.
Go ahead, put some meat on it. There you go.
Feels dirty.
It is.
It's like the morning after my Wednesday night Mexican meals, you know? Now, you like the long, slow, mournful strokes, or you prefer a more urgent grunting?
It all depends on how they're acting when they come to the surface. If they wiggling good, you're doing the right thing. If they sluggish and don't want to move, you just have to tighten it. Exactly.
So my crew should be careful. There could be worms coming up underneath them right
there
now.
There could be.
So you got to watch your step when you're walking around here.
So, we don't need to step on our worms.
Yeah, you're stepping on profit. Like, Troy, there's one right in front of you right now. Just came up right out of the ground. Uh-huh. Look at him.
Mike's got him hunting the water.
That's right.
Here's another one.
Look at that. They're coming up everywhere. I'm on fire.
He's mad.
I'm a worm grunt. Maniac.
He's an amateur, and he's showing me up this morning. All right. Now, let's tap it up. Pull it out of that ground. Like you know what that's going to do. Oh, yeah.
With this sword, I free England! Oh, my gosh. So, you know, when we're done worm grunt, we can go ahead and kill us a vampire.
Right.
Coming up.
How do you see that?
I've seen it.
I just don't know how he sees it.
What you see is what you get.
It's still tough to see. They're lying right here in the pine needles.
And what you don't see is what you don't get.
See these worms?
I didn't see that worm at all. This brown worm lying in about 100,000 brown pine needles.
Yeah, he's there.
I've worn many hats in my job. And most of them serve a purpose.
This camera's super convenient. Problem is, when you pull this down, it's just as dark as night.
Such as helping me see better.
Blind small.
Keeping me warm.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's my best look.
My face is worth hundreds of dollars.
And protecting the moneymaker.
There you go, safety.
Shazam! Ow, ow! It all crap, man! I just melted my face, man! What the hell?
All right, I need another helmet.
I step about 10 yards ahead.
Audrey, how you doing? You scooping them up?
Uh-huh. I've got 160.
Look at that, 161. Come on over and snag it, Audrey.
Great. Put the iron to it. You got it, son.
Come on, worms.
Oh, talk to them. That's what it happens. That's what makes them crawl.
Look at here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
There he is. See how active he is? He's liking what you're doing.
Oh, look at him. He's dancing. Like a little disco.
Sounding good to you.
Feeling good. Sounding good. Worms are having a ball. Everybody's dancing.
Exactly.
Where's old Snap?
He's over there.
Snap,
he's
come on over here and say hello. I'm going to meet the whole family while I'm doing this.
Great.
He was raised in these woods.
Yeah?
Guy.
Yep.
Mike.
How are you, Mike?
So he's your boy?
All right. Yeah, he's my youngest
son. This is mine. This is the whole... So this is the whole operation?
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
This is the crew.
For Gary, worm grunting started when he was 6 years old. Of course, back then, the worms were simply for personal use at the local fishing hole.
He's pretty good at it.
He's getting good.
Yeah, you think?
I'm going to have to go get me a bucket.
When Gary married Audrey back in 1970, they decided to make a business of worm grunting. As competition for those squirmy worms took off, so did the industry. From the late 70s to the 90s, there were hundreds of worm grunters. Today, there are only 10 to 15 of them left. And here I sit with three of the best.
There are not a lot of things I like to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning for, but this is all right.
Yeah, not bad.
It's got me kind of wanting to wiggle.
You do. Whatever makes you happy, Gary.
It does. When I see that, it brings me that.
That's what, 8 cents each? Something?
Seven or eight cents?
Look at all those pennies rolling around there.
I keep this up, we'll have ourselves a roll of quarters.
Right. Very good. Troy's got them just rolling out money in there.
Well, actually, the thing is, Gary, what I didn't tell you is they're crawling out of Troy.
They are?
Yeah. You know, somebody told me one time, this little part of the worm here, I'm trying to find him, a weird ridgy little part where all his guts are.
At crown or?
Well, I'll tell you.
Near the head. Yeah.
No, I dated a girl a long time ago. She was a biologist type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said it was called a circumflare adrenal ganglion.
I guess.
Whatever you say.
We don't talk anymore. So she moved on. Now let's see what Snap's doing. I'll be curious to see how you're set up. Is this where you were working before?
Let's see if I could pick out a lucky spot this morning. Kind of just clear spot out right here.
Let's make some music. That's what to do.
Yeah. Look at that. You're doing the reverse. I was told the reverse grunt could have, counterintuitive effects. You like that, don't you? You like that, Mr. Worm? Yes, you do. It's your daddy. Oh, you like it. You know what you want.
You begging for him.
Uh-oh. That'll send the worms back to China. What's Snap's doing over there? Nice bass baritone thing going on.
He's bellowing for him.
I'm just squealing like a whiny alto.
Should have brought a goose call with me.
That's what I call my mournful grunt. Here we go.
You begging for these. Oh, my. You putting these to sleep. That's a lullaby there.
Big one over here.
What's that, Audie?
Got a big one over here.
Thank you.
We got these flowers out here we call worm flowers.
That's a worm flower, Snap?
Well, that's what we call it.
That's what we call it, worm flower.
Normally when they're...
It's an indicator plant that when we see it, we know that it's in a low area. We see the castings on the ground, perforations where they have been. If it rained really hard all at once, then they might come up and move up the hill, say 10, 15 yards.
Right.
They fluctuate with the water.
You'll see like a lower dip right here where the water concentrates, and the worms like the composted ground.
See the different colorations in them?
Mm-hmm.
This one here is fed on that matted ground. These are on this grass, this cut grass, we call it. See the difference in the color? These are what we call the white bait. They're better for fishing, and they live longer than these darker worms.
Probably got them all.
You done got them.
Yeah.
See them there? There's what you got up that time.
How do you know when you're really killing it? I mean, you're looking for a full pail, basically?
When you're doing it right, you'll get... 600-800.
600 in one? Oh, good grief. That's high cotton. And what do you sell them for?
I would say 6 to 7 cents a piece is a common price, you know.
6 to 7, not 67.
If I got 67 cents,
I'd do this 2 more days and retire.
Right.
But this is your main source of living?
Right.
Is this you support your family? Family comes out? Do we know why it works?
We have a biologist come out of Tennessee, and he was asking me, did I see any mole activity tunneling and stuff like that where I get these worms?
Uh-huh.
We decided it was a predator-prey-like thing.
The worms hear the vibration. They think it's a giant mole.
Right.
They head to the surface.
Right. And see, when he's crawling on the ground, he secretes that juice. See it on my hand? That's lubrication. That's what causes him to travel. But if the sun's out real bright, he won't move that far before he has to go back in the ground because he'll dehydrate.
They're still tough to see. They're lying right here in the pine needles.
It's getting a little more pinkish.
How do you see that?
I seen him.
I know it.
See these little ones here?
He does. I just don't know how he sees them.
See these worms?
Actually, no, I didn't see that worm.
I didn't see that worm at all. I don't know how you see that worm. There's a brown worm lying in about 100,000 brown pine needles.
Yeah, he's there, and he moves, and when he moves, I'll get him.
I mean, you see how difficult this would be. You're looking for a brown worm, and that's what you're looking on. Brown worm-like things.
Concentrate.
I don't see him.
You got to see
him. I don't see him.
Look at your feet, man. Look to the right. Whoop.
Yep, there he is. There he is. I don't know how I could have missed him. All there, brown and identical to everything around him.
See, wasn't nothing to it, was it?
Well, you know, you don't know about the ones you don't get, right?
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
So as far as you know, you got them all.
Well, no, I don't ever think that.
You guys got worm eyes.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Thanks for that.
Sure.
I'd like to think so.
Where, Audrey? You so...
Right there where you point. Your bucket was right over top of it.
Yep, I see him from here.
And I'm about to step on
one. There's
another. Right here. Two or three right here, as a matter of fact.
I believe I'm bad at this.
You are.
Coming up.
I'd come home with 90 cans, which is 45,000 worms.
In one day?
One day.
Get that. Seriously. How much money can you make in the worm business? Well, how many worms can you find? I mean, I hear people talk about living off the land all the time, but you're actually doing it.
This is my life. Me and these worms is what causes us to tick.
The Tyvek suit is sleek.
Ready to go. We might have to put your arms out in front of you like Superman.
Yes. What would Superman do if he were here?
And sturdy in design.
You've wrapped me in this piece of Kleenex, which I do appreciate.
Uh-oh. It's made to keep bacteria and dirt out.
All right, so we're going to hit it. My crew, of course, is also dressed as resplendently as giant sperm.
And prepare you for the unexpected.
Hey! Crap!
We got some worms. We have what we need.
So with a couple pails of grunted worms, we headed back to Gary's place to do whatever non-grunting things you might do with grunted up worms.
Oh, this will be the bait room, based on the sign.
These worms are poured in this new dust.
You say dust. You have...
Sawdust. And it's a means of cleansing them. Taking leaf and bark and smut, whatever's straw that's collected as we pick these worms up. This is the one we dumped out yesterday. And see how it cleanses all these castings and see the worms are down below that.
When Gary refers to castings, it's a fancy way of saying worm poop.
So just so I'm clear, the worms are in there, they're upside down.
Right.
They're pooping up in the air.
Right.
And that's why all the castings are on the top.
Right. He'll be at the surface, under the ground. Just under the surface of the ground. Now, when he goes to release these castings, he'll turn upside down. He'll get right at the top of the ground. And then when he drills down, eating, and he just, these castings, see.
And poop. Just like that.
Yeah. And that's how you see the
worm. When worms do their business, I mean, they're not using any of the parts that we're familiar with. It's basically their whole body is an intestine, and they're just wringing themselves out.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You'll see this on top of the ground in little piles. It'd be little bitty, round, capsule-like things.
It's their poo, or castings, that build the soil, which is why they're so good for gardens and plant life, and also why they're called earthworms.
And then we'll take them over here and dump them out in this container. We're dumping this. We call this the counting table.
This looks to me like the bottom of a shower stall.
It is. We've had it for years and years, and it works great for what we do. And we're taking it. We'll dump these boogers out. You notice this dust now feels damp. All them secretions in these worms is absorbed in this dust.
Sure.
I'm trying to keep that off of the worms.
In the
to
dust.
Preserve them for a longer shelf life. See, we'll count them and put them in these cups to whatever the shop prefers. They might want 20 or they might want 25 in the cup. We'll count them out.
How many do you want in here?
Let's 20? Just put 20 for just to show.
3, 5, 6. Oh, you can't count out loud. That'll mess me up.
20. And then we'll take some of the dust that's been in here overnight. It's cool in the air-conditioned room. You put the dust in him, leave him about an inch of airspace. Take your top, and you seal him up. And this is ready for the shop.
How many worms you catch a year?
Usually we'll come home with 3,000 to 5,000.
You're talking 4,000 a day? 5,000 a day?
Yeah, I'm busy.
Now, if you're like me, you're probably wondering what 4,000 worms at 7 cents a piece will bring. The answer is $280 a day. However, Gary's business fluctuates as the sport of recreational fishing fluctuates.
When the gas scare got bad, it really put the hurt on us.
Everything from fuel prices to weather to the economy affects the amount of fishing, and thus the amount of Gary's worm grunting is affected as well. There's no use grunting what people won't buy.
Is there a day you remember, just a day where it just you just came home with
90 cans?
10,000?
I come home with 90 cans, which is 45,000 worms.
In one day?
One day.
Get that, seriously.
45,000 worms in one day.
For those of you keeping track, that's $3,150 in one day.
I mean, I hear people talk about living off the land all the time, but you're actually doing it.
This is my life. This is, man, these worms is what causes us to tick.
You're the worm whisperer.
Right.
Basically.
There's a huge amount of determination involved in it and the art of it.
Well, I tell you, all things considered, I think in the future I might try my hand at surgery next time. I think this is harder.
Well, I'm sure them doctors do a lot of grunting also, but...
but something to keep in mind.
When you do that.
Thank you, my friend. I'll leave you to it.
All right, sir.
I'm going to freshen up. Getting ideas for dirty jobs is something that's very important to this program. And we'll do virtually anything to sear into your retina an image of the urgency that we live with each and every day. It's important that you go to discovery.com/dirty jobs to suggest a new dirty adventure. Otherwise, we won't be able to stay employed. Dave has laid himself out here, prostrate, you know, making the ultimate sacrifice. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. It's a heck of a lot easier than having your nipples waxed, right? Susan, is this a dirty job?
Yes.
Dave, is this a dirty job?
Yeah.
Discovery.com/dirty jobs. We're absolutely clear on this, right?
Yeah.
Now, see, a lot of shows, Bruce, right now, you'd look at them and you'd think they weren't doing anything.
Uh-huh.
But see, these guys, they're still shooting. What we do is we shoot nothing.
Uh-huh.
And as nothing happens, we'll put it on the air. It's confusing when you're in the midst of the nothing while it's happening. But when you're home watching nothing, what you'll do sometimes is you'll call people in to say, get in here. Can you believe there's nothing going on?
Like right now, we're still shooting. Nothing is happening. And yet, we're actually making money.
We're making money doing nothing.
That's right.
I like that concept. How do you get into that?